Welcome to the Marketing Mantra Podcast, brought to you by 99signals.com, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of marketing topics, including SEO, social media marketing, content marketing, blogging, and more. Take your blog to the next level and achieve massive traffic growth by learning top blogging strategies discussed in the Marketing Mantra Podcast. And now, here is your host, Sandeep Mallya.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Marketing Mantra. This is your host, Sandeep Mallya from 99signals.com. In today's episode, we are going to talk about Google SGE. We'll explore how it's shaking up web traffic and share some insider tips for content creators on how to stay ahead of the game in this evolving search landscape. So let's dive in. Google Search Generative Experience, or Google SGE for short, is an experimental search experience that uses generative AI to provide users with quick and clear answers of search topics without the need to click on individual web pages. To give you an example, let's say you're searching for what is the future of SEO on Google. Previously, Google directed you to sites with articles on SEO trends and predictions. With SGE, Google gives you the answer to your query right at the top of the results compiled from multiple sources. To the right of the results, Google displays the information sources you can visit to learn more. Google SGE is currently an experiment, which means you need to opt in to see the feature when you perform a search on Google, but I'm guessing it'll be fully integrated into Google Search pretty soon, and every user will have access to this feature. Naturally, with Google SGE, organic and paid results will have less visibility in Google search result pages. But it's also important to note that Google is combining generative AI content with traditional search results and not exactly replacing them. Traditional search results are still available underneath the AI-generated response. Having said that, Google SGE will definitely disrupt web traffic. If search users get most of the information they requested from AI-powered summaries, it could prevent them from clicking through to websites. Like with every Google algorithm update, there are potential upsides and downsides from an SEO perspective. While you may notice a decline in your organic traffic, Google SGE can also help generate leads who are more likely to convert. In a recent announcement, Google described SGE as a jumping-off point to explore web content. The bottom line is that with Google SGE, your website traffic may decrease substantially if you're just targeting basic search queries in your content. But since people would still need more information for complex queries, when search users finally visit your website, they'll be more likely to read your content for a comprehensive breakdown of the topic and will be ready to engage or convert in some way. Let me give you an example. Imagine you run a website about healthy eating and nutrition, and let's say you've targeted basic search queries like, what are the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids? Now, with Google SGE, a user searching this query might get a quick AI-generated summary directly in the search results, potentially reducing the need to visit your website for this basic info. In contrast, let's say you've written a detailed article about the comprehensive guide to omega-3 fatty acids, health benefit sources, and recipes. In this scenario, users seeking in-depth information won't be fully satisfied with the brief overview provided by Google's AI. They'll likely click through to your site for a more thorough understanding, including where to find omega-3 in their diet and how to incorporate them into meals. In this case, the user arrives at your website with a clear intent to learn more. They're more engaged, spending time reading your comprehensive content and possibly ready to follow your dietary recommendations, sign up for a newsletter, or even purchase related products you might be offering. This deeper level of engagement is where the real value lies in the era of SGE for complex, detailed queries. Now let's explore how you can optimize your content for Google's latest search feature and rank higher in Google search results with Google SGE in place. I would just like to share two quick SEO tips. The first tip is to target long tail keywords. According to SEMrush, early results show that SGE is encouraging users to search for detailed queries instead of short phrases. For example, instead of the keywords smoothie recipes, a better choice could be a long tail keyword phrase like easy, healthy, green smoothie recipes. You can use a tool like SEMrush to identify a ton of long-tail keywords and integrate them into your content. The second tip is to align your content with search intent. Now, Google has been emphasizing the need to provide users with relevant and helpful content for quite some time. With Google SGE, it becomes even more important to create content that aligns with search intent because Google really wants to make the overall search experience faster and easier. I've covered search intent in detail on this podcast, but let me briefly share with you the four main types of search intent with examples. First, you have informational intent. This is where users want to learn more about something. A good example would be iPhone 15 features. Next, you have commercial intent. This is where users are doing some research before making a purchase decision. A good example would be iPhone 15 review. Next, you have transactional intent, where users are looking to make a purchase. A good example would be buy iPhone 15 online. And finally, you have navigational intent. This is where users are looking for a specific page. A good example would be Apple Online Store. Typically, you can find the search intent of your target keywords by just looking at the top 10 search results for your query. If you'd like to avoid this manual work, you can use an SEO tool like SEMrush. With the SEMrush Keyword Magic tool, you can see the exact search intent for the primary keywords you're targeting, and based on this data, you can start creating content that aligns with the search intent of your keywords. So those are the two SEO tips you need to keep in mind while optimizing your website for Google SGE. My advice would be to not be overly concerned about Google SGE. Just remember that with every Google update, there's an opportunity to refine and improve your SEO and content strategies. Embrace these changes, focus on quality, and stay ahead in the game. That wraps up this episode of Marketing Mantra. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.